Welcome to As I Know It, The Violet Fog, proudly hosted on the How Do You Health Network. This podcast is all about health, wellness, beauty, mental health, and a little bit on love and business. I've been a writer and reporter for over a decade, and everything you hear is from my own framework. I aim to inspire and motivate people to learn about their own health and bioindividuality as I learn about mine. And like me, your path to healing, it's going to be very unique. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to health, at least there really shouldn't be. So how do you get there? How do you get on your own healing path? We explore that. This is not medical advice. It's simply what has worked for me. Expect stories, research, how I draw conclusions, take what works for you, leave what doesn't, but find out what it means to really be an empowered consumer and patient. Oh, and we keep it under 30 minutes because time is precious. Happy you're here. So today I thought we would talk something on relationships and dating. And that is the question. Should you be friends with an ex on social media when you're in a relationship? Or should you be okay with your partner being friends with exes, even ex-flings, on social media when you're in a relationship? I think this is a super interesting paradigm or scenario to examine because social media impacts our relationships in modern day dating, modern day love, modern day marriage, whatever. It does. Even if you're not on social media still will impact the relationship in some ways. In some ways, it could be bigger. In some ways, it could be really small. But the point is that it still makes an impact on a relationship. I think we're at the point now where we really have to communicate our boundaries with our partners when it comes to social media. Because it's just such an ever-present thing. Social media is this huge, giant beast you're never going to get away from. So I really like this question. I have a very strong stance on it. It is something that, you know, staying friends with an ex on social media when you're in a relationship, like that's something like right away I can tell you how I feel about it. I've written an article about this on my blog. I have been on another podcast in which I talked about this. And let me tell you what, my stance has not changed. It is still the same. So I do not agree with being friends with an ex on social media when you're in a relationship. And I am definitely not okay with my partner being friends with exes on social media while we're in a relationship. Thankfully, I'm in a relationship right now. Or I'm married. I forgot that I'm married. I'm married. And we both share that same boundary, that same value where we're like, you know what? This is not for us. This is something that it's just not going to work because we are both like slightly kind of jealous, number one. Number two, we both just believe that it muddies the waters. So here's kind of what I think about it. I've been in a relationship before where my ex was friends. Like he was the guy that was just like friendly with his exes. And, you know, some people might view that as like a really like nice trait, you know, but like, I guess I just don't. Like, to me, I'm like, an ex is an ex. Leave them in the fucking past, for real. Especially if you're in a relationship. I'm fine with being friends with exes when you're single. If your ex is also single, then I am okay with it. If one of them is in a relationship, hell no. I am not okay with that whatsoever. Now, listen. I've had talks with girlfriends before who share a completely opposite stance with me. In fact, they think that my view is actually very unhealthy. They're like, heck no. You know, I want to be able to be friends with my ex. They were in my life for a reason. I'm totally fine with like my partner being friends with their exes. I have absolutely nothing to worry about. There's so much respect between us. Like, I could never be in a relationship with someone who doesn't let me be friends with an ex or even just like social media friends. Like, who cares, you know? And I get that. And to that, I say to them, I'm like, well, that works for you and that works for your partner. But there are a ton of people who are not okay with it. To me, I just think that it muddies the waters. Like, that's what I always say about it. It muddies the waters for me. And I believe for a lot of people. I think too many women especially are trying to be like cool about it. Like, be the cool girl. I'm okay with you being like friends with an ex on social media. I don't care. But like deep down, I think a lot of them really do care. It can create feelings of insecurity, feelings of jealousy. I just don't believe that it adds to these like strong legs of a relationship that a relationship should have. And I just think that like for me, And again, like I said, I understand there are people who do not share this viewpoint of mine, but I'm still sharing my viewpoint. To me, it's like almost disrespectful if my partner is friends with an ex, even an ex-fling, because it shows that they still want to have this digital tether to their ex. Even if they don't like their photos or anything like that, there is still a symbol living on the internet, and that is this, you know, follower or following of this ex that shows that, like, hey, I'm still, like, somewhat present, you know? Even in, like, the tiniest, tiniest way. And to me, it's like, no, no, bitch. I am your sole focus, okay? We are in a relationship. I am it for you. Like, you're not going to be reaching back for the past. You know, like, that's just not going to work. And I'm okay with saying that and communicating that boundary, because when I have that boundary and my partner, you know, honors it and affirms it, it makes me, I can, like, it's like a sigh of relief. I'm like, sick, cool. Now I do not have to worry about this. Like, that's so awesome. I don't have to worry about there being a digital tether with my partner and his exes and ex-flings. And I'll tell you what, Dan feels the exact same way. He does not like me having a digital tether with exes or ex-flings. In fact, and it's a conversation that we had from the get-go. In the beginning, we had one fight over an ex. And I won't even say on what side it was, but we had one fight over an ex. And it was like, if it wasn't established then, it was at that point, it was established very much after that fight that, like, exes, flings just can't be a thing. Even, like, wishing them a happy birthday, no wishing them a Merry Christmas, no catching up, no texting, no following, nada. It just doesn't happen. And that protects our relationships. We feel so much more confident when it is that way. And so after that, it was actually kind of nice because it really did affirm this boundary for both of us that, like, holy shit, okay, like, we really can't be reaching in the back for the past of exes, or let them, like, come into the present, because it really does muddy the waters. We even, like, honestly, like, you're going to think that we're psycho and, like, whatever, maybe we are, but we're two little psychos in love, and it very much works for us. We, if like one of us is friends with a fling, an ex-fling, and I'm literally talking even ex-fling, like, I just had a little thing with her or him, you know, it has to be okayed by the other person. Like, I will literally, like, hear the whole story and everything, or he'll hear the whole story, you know, like, there will be a true picture painted of who this person is, and then the other person gives the okay. So, and it's very rare that we give the okay. And it's very rare that we even want to keep following our ex-flings or exes. Like, it's just, for us, it just works so well. We don't like having a digital tether. And I really find that it's just, like, so nice. We never have to worry about that. And so here's my advice is, when you're at the start of a relationship, and if you feel this strongly about, like, they're, you know, on social media not following exes, flings, or anything like that, you need to bring that up. You need to bring that boundary up. And either, like, a few things will happen. Either your partner is going to be like, hell yeah, I'm totally all about that too. I'm so glad that you mentioned that. Like, I am so down to have that boundary together, like, in a relationship. Cool. Or they will say, like, absolutely not. I'm still going to be friends with my ex. Like, there's nothing going on. It's completely, like, platonic. Like, they were in my life for a reason. I think this is controlling. And I just, like, I'm not down for that boundary. And if so, you need to ask yourself, okay, like, either you're going to have to, you know, compromise and be okay with that. Personally, I think that you will never be okay with that. I think that, like, you can say it, you can try, but I don't think you'll ever be okay with that. You know, or you just say, then this is not going to be the relationship for me. It's just not going to work, you know, and then you walk away. Or if you're, you know, it's great if you're someone who you're fine with being friends with an ex, and then you find someone else who's also fine with, like, being friends with an ex, and then that's, like, a perfect relationship right there. Or not, you know, there's other things happen in a relationship that have to do with exes on social media, but when it comes to just that regard, it's better that you're just both on the same page. I think that it is just so important. So I would love to hear what you have to say about this. I think it's just, again, such an interesting topic. I can't even tell you, like, how many times, you know, especially my 20s, like, I would talk to girlfriends who would be like, this, you know, I like really, really like him, or I love him. We've been together for 6 months or whatever, but I noticed that, like, he's still friends with his ex, and her stuff pops up all the time. And it's, like, really getting to me. And even though he doesn't, like her photos, or worse if he does like her photos, but even if he doesn't like her photos, it's, like, getting to me, you know, again. And I've said this 5 times in this podcast already, it muddies the waters. stop following your exes or flings if it's not okay for your partner. And if it's not okay for you and you haven't voiced that, you need to voice that. It's so important. And back to my ex that I was saying who like stayed friends with his exes. I was that girl at the time. I tried to make it work. I tried to be like, okay, I'm just going to get over this. He's just, you know, and honestly, he probably would have never, he never did cheat on me or anything like that, as far as I know. And I don't think he ever would have. He was like such a good guy, but that is just such a big deal to me. I'm like the type of person where it's like when I'm in a relationship, you see me, only me. I am your focus. You are my focus. That's it. And I felt like just these digital tethers that he had to his exes always just made me so uncomfortable. I never got over it. It always made me feel uneasy. We got in fights over it. And, you know, eventually, like there was other things that was wrong in our relationship, but it just didn't work out. But when I look back on reasons why it didn't work out, I'd say that that's honestly in the top five. So I do think it's that big of an issue. I do think it's that big of a deal. If someone ever tries to make you seem like, you know, you are psycho for caring about them following an ex, like, I don't think you're psycho at all. I think that it is a very valid thing to bring up. So that is my opinion on that. I love talking love and relationships. Again, tell me what you think about this. I think it's so fascinating. And by the way, if you ever get super mad and you're just like all upset about this idea, pop a bliss. It's a natural serotonin and dopamine booster. It's the sponsor of the show. I talk about it all the time. Whenever I'm in a super bad mood, which, you know, doesn't happen often, but whenever I am, I will totally take a bliss. I just put it under my tongue, and within like 15 minutes to an hour, I just feel feelings of happiness, which is really, really nice, you know? So have that bad boy in your back pocket for when you need it. I love popping a bliss. There's so many other reasons I use it for, and I've talked about it a ton on the show. If you want to try it, my code is VioletFog, and that is by MSW Nutrition. But anyways, guys, it was so much fun hanging out with you. I can't wait for next week.